Hello and welcome to Hope for the Nation, an inspirational broadcast designed to converse with those who are closely associated with the cause of our campaign by highlighting what they provide from a professional standpoint. Welcome to the show once again. I'm Trent Darby, your host, and it is indeed a pleasure for me to use my voice to provoke change in a positive manner. The community needs it. The state needs it. More importantly, the nation needs it. My guest today is Pastor Stephen Worley. Thanks so much for being on Hope for the Nation, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you all.
All right. Now, Pastor, you also go by the name Mercy. Explain where and how this all started for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go by Brother Mercy. That's my gospel rap name. And it actually, it started, you know, BC, you know, before I got saved. I actually went by Merciless, and they called me Mercy by short. And then when I, you know, when I got saved, I put brother, you know, in front of it, you know, just to acknowledge, you know, that I'm a brother in Christ, you know, and now I just see God in it even before time, how his mercy was upon me. You know, even in my rebellion, even in my sin, you know, he had his stamp on me before I ever knew him. So, yeah.
That is fantastic. You know, we're going to expound in more detail about your involvement with the Hope for the Nation campaign here shortly. But first, give us a bit of your background.
All right. I came up, you know, my mom raised me. I was pretty much fatherless. My biological father gave me up early, you know, before I ever knew him. And, you know, my mom was in the military, and so I had to get sent to South Central Los Angeles to live with my grandma for 2 years. And then she got out the Army, my mother, and got me back. And then she was with her husband, you know, which is my now adopted father. And he was in the military too, so he was, you know, he was always on tour, always on, you know, out, you know, fighting, you know, doing the military thing. And so my mom raised me for the most part, but you know, she had to do what she had to do, you know, throughout my life. So I wound up, you know, taking care of my brother and my little sister. And so I grew up, you know, kind of on my own for the most part, man, just kind of running the streets and figuring life out for myself. You know, my mom was there, you know, in the morning, you know, to make sure we headed out for school, and, you know, at night, you know, every once in a while, but she, half the time, she was working two or three jobs, you know, to support her own, you know, habits and stuff like that. But, yeah, man. So it was a pretty rough life, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of had to figure things out for myself, you know, and you know, the streets will bring you in a direction, you know, that causes destruction most times.
Well, obviously you went through your share of adversity, but you came through. I think we all have that sort of experience. You know, Pastor, usually we don't have that opportunity very much in meeting someone who not only preach and counsel those about the Word of God, but also have the talent to spread the Word through the rap genre. Now, tell us how this all started for you.
Man, all right. Well, I mean, I've been doing music for most of my life. I mean, I started rapping about 2019 is when I started just doing music, started rapping and stuff. I was about 10 years old, and, you know, I didn't get saved until, you know, 2017. So I'd been doing music, you know, outside the kingdom for a long time. I was 29 when I got saved, but I mean, I had been doing music, like I said, since 10 years old. And then, what was it, about 2003, you know, I made my first mixtape and got serious as a musician in 2008. Almost got a record deal with Disturbing the Peace Records back in like 2009. And then it just showed me, you know, how much I needed to grow and how much the business aspect I was lacking, and so I, you know, legitimized my record label in 2001, got it, you know, incorporated and started really taking it serious. Then, you know, from 2011 to about 2013, I was just really just pumping out music and videos and all kinds of stuff, and I got to a place where, you know, you could say my dreams were about to come true. Everything that I had wanted to do for myself was about to come to fruition. And I was actually, I had at this time, about 2015, I'll say, I had a 5-album, 10-year, $100 million business endeavor. I was about to step into everything that I had ever worked for, and I believe that it was about to be given to me through the enemy, you know, because I was, you know, a lot of people, whether they know it or not, man, they're serving, you know, the enemy. You know, if you're not serving God, you're serving the devil. And I was deceived. I thought that these blessings were coming from God, you know, when I was in such rebellion to him. And I praise God for his grace, because at that time where I was about to step into a place of no return, the Lord said to me, "What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Then he sent a sister to me to minister the gospel. And, you know, shortly after, I, right in my bathroom, man, I surrendered, you know, my life to Christ, and I let go of everything. I let go of music with the intention of never doing it again, because I was under the impression that all music was from the devil. And so I just, I let it go. I let it go, and I just knew that I needed and wanted Christ. And, you know, about a little less than a year later, the Lord had showed me that he was the one that gave me those gifts and those talents and those abilities, and that that the enemy had perverted it, and that I would no longer be using it to glorify myself or to glorify the things of this world, but I would be to preach the gospel, share my testimony, to minister to a nation and a people and a world that is lacking hope and light, you know?
You know, obviously, you went through a transformation period there and finding Christ, but somehow or another, you know, the Lord stepped in and said, you know what, this is what you do well. So he kind of directed you back, which leads me to my next question. What were some of your favorite artists that really inspired you to go into the rap genre, if you will?
You know, growing, like, growing as a, you know, up and as an artist, mainly... it's probably unorthodox, I suppose, but like Lil Wayne was an artist. You know, these are all BC, before Christ, in my life, you know. But Lil Wayne, Crazy Bone, Busy Bone, the Bone Thugs and Harmony, Ludacris, Chameleonaire, I'd say that those were the artists that influenced me as an artist, you know, and kind of molded my style of music.
Okay. Pastor Stephen Worley is my guest today on Hope for the Nation. Now, Pastor, where did the rap name Mercy, it's spelled MER-C, where did that evolve from?
Oh, man, it just, man, like I said, you know, the name BC was merciless, you know, and it was spelled the same way, MER-C-LESS, and it was just a creative little way of spelling, you know, that word. But man, then, like I said, it just people started calling me Mercy for short, and it really wasn't at that time, it really what didn't make sense, because I was, man, I was a problem child, man, and it really didn't make sense. But like, I feel like God always had, you know, he knew him, he had in mind what he established, you know, for me, whether I was walking in it yet or not, you know. So I used to, you know, as a young, you know, person or young artist, I went by Young Mercy. And then because I dropped off that merciless name along with, you know, other titles that I went by and stuff, because even before I came to Christ, I began to be convicted that the lifestyle that I was living was not, you know, productive was not good, you know, for anybody, you know. So I began to try to be better as a person, you know, but I still, you know, fell short of the glory of God, man, until he, you know, entered into my life and showed me, you know, his mercy upon my life. And so I couldn't get away from that name, Mercy, because when I came to Christ, it meant that much more to me to see his mercy in my life.
Now, Pastor, we're going to jump ahead just a bit. Want to talk about how you became involved in the Hope for the Nation campaign with Bishop Lee.
Amen. Well, I met Bishop Lee in December 2019. It was during a corporate fast that we were having at my church at Shiloh Christian Center, and he came to preach and he shared his testimony, and I got to meet him that day shortly after. In late April, he was doing a walkthrough of our church and doing like promo videos and interviews concerning our soup kitchen and our ministries throughout our church and stuff. And he had got him, you know, one of my CDs and shared with him, you know, some of my music. And less than a week later, he sent me, you know, the Hope for the Nations song, and his, you know, shared with me his vision for the hip hop, you know, or rap remix to the song, in hopes to reach a different group or you know, a different people, man. And it, he sent that to me on May 1st, and this was in the heat of the riots, you know, after George Floyd and all the things that was going on, and then the introduction of the COVID pandemic. And it was just in a time and a place where, you know, the nation needed hope more than anything, you know, because we were running out of places to turn, you know. And usually when we run out of places to turn, we turn to the place that we should have turned first, which is to Jesus, God.
Yeah, Pastor, like you, I mean, I had the opportunity to be a childhood friend of Bishop Howard Lee. It goes almost 50 years ago. We were both athletes. He was fully ready to participate, probably in NFL, and I was, you know, I was in the embryonic stages of growing. But anyway, he approached me back in 2019 about his vision with this Hope for the Nation. He was telling me everything that was surrounded around to reach the millennials, reach older people, not so much just to step into the game to counsel about the Lord, but life experiences. What are you going to do? Do they have enough food to eat? Do they have clothes on their backs and things of that nature? But, Pastor, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that creation of the Hope for the Nation program opening song to this broadcast that is not only lively and energetic, but it's also godly with a powerful message. Delve into how you compose such a song that obviously is endearing to the younger audience.
Amen, man. I'll tell you what, all glory to God, man. He has anointed me and appointed me to minister, you know, to the lost and to, you know, give hope to the hopeless, man. He has gifted me in an awesome way, you know, musically and in a way to put words together, and ultimately his word, man. I gotta give him all the glory, man, because 90% of my lyrics is pretty much verbatim scripture, man. I feel like there's nothing more than the world needs to hear. The word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not the word of, you know, Mercy or the word of Stephen, you know. So I try my best to, and I would say the other 10% is you know, the testimony of what he's done in my life. You know, the word says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, man. So I believe that that's, you know, the testimony of what Christ did for us and what God has done in us and through us, you know. So that's you know, that's where all of it came from.
Now, are you currently working on a couple of major projects? And if so, when can we expect those to drop from Mercy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am working on, I just got done releasing, you know, recently I released two projects, you know, Love, Grace, and Mercy was in 2020. And then Pray, Praise, and Preach was in 2020. No, Love, Grace, and Mercy was in 2019. Pray, Praise, and Preach was in 2020. We are working on two new projects, my solo project, Full Armor of God is in the works right now, and that's I'm aiming to release that in the middle of next year, you know, by the grace of God. And the project I'm working on right now is a collaborative effort with my brother J.A. Beat, that's Bishop Johnny Amos' son. Josiah Amos, man, he's great and gifted and blessed in awesome ways. We teamed up together with a group of, you know, just a collaborative of gospel rap artists and singers and poets. And this Team Redeem project is the one that's coming up. Probably January 1st is the goal to release that one. So, yeah, those two projects, we're excited to release those, and they're on the way.
For those who are interested in listening to more of your projects and your music, how can they do so?
You can search Brother Mercy, M-E-R-C on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music. You go on YouTube and you can search either Brother Mercy or Love, Grace, and Mercy Productions. You'll find all my music videos, all my music, sermons, anything else. It's all there. You know, it's easy to find. You can Google it, or you could search it on any platform, and more than likely it's going to pop up.
He is pastor, rapper, producer, composer, an extraordinary man, Stephen Worley, that is. As we come to the show's conclusion, pastor, is there anything you would like to convey to the younger audience that may be listening to the program?
I say this, power of the tongue, that media and music is a mystery. So be careful what is being preached to you and the things that you watch and listen to. It could be of eternal significance. You know, this world is leading us in a direction away from God. And all I can say to anybody, the best wisdom, the best advice I could give anybody is seek the Lord, you know, with all your heart. You know, he said, seek me and search for me, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him.
Well, we had a bit of a problem with some of the audio, but I think the main message came clear. Pastor, thank you so much for being on the program today, and hopefully we will talk again very soon, as it appears that you will be playing an integral role in this campaign. Also want to thank you for sharing your vision through rap and spoken word. Appreciate that.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God, and thank you for having me, God.
I'm Trent Darby. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for Hope for the Nation.